broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially.
Even? What do you mean even?
Even?
It's especially.
No, oh, it's even. It's, I say especially.
Oh.
Right?
My bad.
No,
yeah,
right.
Even the lady fellas, the lady especially fellas. The lady fellas.
You want me to say also the lady fellas?
No, it is even, huh?
Yeah, it is even.
Oh.
Should we change
it? No, we shouldn't change it. I'm supposed to be the, what is that, the Neanderthal of the group. What is
you?
It? No, not Neanderthal. What's the,
what the fuck
was
does
that, called
that make
once?
Us?
I know. The fuck?
What was I called once?
We're the modern humans.
You were the...
What was I called once? It was like something against women.
Oh, fascist. No. I mean...
not feminist.
Oh, misogynist.
Yeah, that's what I was called.
Oh, you like to give massages, huh? Oh, okay.
He's like an expert massager. Yeah,
that's pretty good. That's a good quality. Why do you say it like a bad thing?
I know. Well, they made it seem like it was a bad
no,
thing.
No, women like massages, especially when they're asleep.
That's exactly. That's why I was called a misogynist.
Well, especially good. When you wake them up and you inside them.
No.
No?
He's like, don't worry, girl. I'm just massaging you from the inside.
Hopefully that's your own girlfriend.
They're more nerve endings inside. Misogynist.
So what's up, fellas? Hey, did you guys add me to that Signal group?
No, you know what? I forgot. I fucked up, bro. I told the guy, like, hey, don't forget to add Jericho to that shit.
Yeah.
Because he needs to know what's happening in Yemen. You know what? Fucking Victoria doesn't know what's going on because he just got back from Mexico.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes. We should have added you to that Signal group, bro. That way you would have known in Mexico it would have been a biggest security breach ever.
What the fuck?
So lost.
What's
his fucking title? The fucking leader or the director of the Pentagon.
All those motherfuckers, by the way.
All those motherfuckers.
They're still here?
Yeah.
They're still here.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if the democracy fucking does its job.
I hope so, man. Like a CIA director, the security, the state security. You know what? I don't know who
the vice president.
Uh-huh.
The fucking, the foreign affairs fucking.
Everyone. Every fucking one.
18 people.
They were in a little chat group, like kind of like a WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they were talking about future plans to attack Yemen.
What?
And they were talking about targets. They were talking about dates and times.
It's an actual attack plan.
Really?
Yeah, a war plan, bro.
War plan, and it happened 2 days after the text was sent.
And this is, like, confirmed?
Yes, yeah.
It's confirmed.
I was added to
Holy
the text
shit.
Thread.
Yeah.
And then I was then they deleted me because they found out I was a misogynist.
And then they added a journalist.
Yes. They added a reporter from the Atlantic. Actually, he was the chief editor.
Yeah.
Who does this shit?
You know what? I don't know. I'm not even surprised, bro.
It's America.
America does some stupid shit now. Damn. Yeah, it sucks. You can't even trust America anymore.
Bro, it's we're in a downward spiral. We just don't even know it.
Right. Because they supposedly... And see, now with all that AI shit, like, you don't even know anymore. Like, I didn't do any research, but they supposedly leaked out some shit that... What's the vice president? Vance?
J.D. Vance.
Oh,
Vance,
right.
Said he was talking shit about Musk.
That I don't believe. That's got to be fake, right? Like the AI or something?
Probably.
Because they do some amazing fucking work with AI.
Oh, yeah.
Well, those
awesome.
Are those deep fake fucking videos and the audio, too.
Yeah.
Well, then,
yeah.
But this one was all audio.
Oh.
It was all audio.
It's
so
probably
you
fake.
So you couldn't even match it to like a video or anything, but... Yeah, but he was just basically talking about how Musk is like embarrassing, and he's not even an elected official, and he's just like, what a fucking disgrace, whatever. But
I think Musk and fucking Rubio don't get along.
Oh, they don't.
Yeah, I think they're the ones that don't get along because you know what? Fucking Trump came out and said, you know, if you're thinking that the relationship between what's his fucking first name, Rubio, fucking
Marco
Rubio. Is it Marco?
Is it Marco?
It is Marco. That's how little we know.
I know, right? I'm like, that sounds right.
If you think the relationship between Marco Rubio and Elon Musk is strained, I'm here to tell you, I'm here to reassure you that it is certainly most not. It is certainly not.
It is not.
It is not.
Oh, okay.
That's what Trump said.
Oh, okay.
So obviously what that means is Those motherfuckers don't like each other.
I know, but Trump says a lot of things, man. And most of this, the stuff that he says is not true. I mean, I wouldn't say 98% is probably questionable. 87% is false.
But it's like, it's like one of those things, though, where you talk like you believe it.
Yeah.
And you're preaching. Yeah. Like, you, people will believe it.
Yeah.
Because they're like, that motherfucker looks confident as fuck. Yep. He must know what he's talking about.
Well, I used to do that a lot when I was a kid. I watched Rocky 18 when I was a fucking 13 years old.
Wait, what?
You know what? I stopped at 17.
17?
Yeah, I never saw 18.
You always had the top of a kid, right? Kid said that he watched Rocky 4. I was like, oh, no, I already watched Rocky 18.
Rocky comes back from the grave.
It was just the thing that you did as a kid, man.
Rocky's fighting fucking ghosts now.
I think he wants to find out how far he can push his life.
Right.
The people that support him don't give a fuck.
His
people.
We are not gonna do that for those people. No. Nah, they don't give a shit, bro. They don't give a shit.
They don't.
And it doesn't matter. Fuck. It doesn't matter what the fuck what he says, what he does. These people, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Don't give a fuck.
They don't, man.
It's sad.
But you know what? We'll find out in 4 years if the country's still here, right?
We'll find out, man. Hopefully we still have internet and electricity and running water.
Doesn't seem likely.
We're moving toward becoming like a third world country? Or
No. We're like a dystopian country, like a dystopian world. You know, kind of like Mad Max and shit type of shit.
Ooh, where everybody has a doom buggy?
Or a souped up car.
Right.
What about the leather straps, right?
Oh, bro. Oh. There's a lot of gay people in the future.
Oh.
Well, no rules, bro. No rules. No
rules.
You know? Shit. You know what? Speaking of like fucking Mad Max and dystopian world, you know, if that was the case, what do you guys think your life is going to be like? Would you guys live? Would you guys survive? Or would you guys be like dead? Like,
I'll probably get killed.
You think so?
I'll tell you why, man. Why? Because I don't put up with a lot of shit. And somebody's going to piss me off.
Cherokee, like, how many fucking hand wraps for fucking one egg?
Right. What the fuck? I'm going to start fucking people up, man. And then eventually they're going to get tired of me fucking people up. And then I'm going to get killed. You know what I mean? It's just going to be too easy.
You're just going to have to become the town misogynist.
Right. I'm going to massage everybody.
Welcome to massage-phobia. Massage land. Where everyone can get massage by Cherokee. Shit. Oh, man. You know what? My thing is, if it does become to that, well, I've already said it many times, I'm going to come to Jericho's house. But Jericho's got food for days.
I'm running out.
He's got weapons.
He's got weapons.
I'm running out. I'm running out of food.
The fuck?
Well, I've been throwing a lot of the expired stuff away.
Why? No. All of that shit has preservatives.
No, now is the time to hold on to that.
I understand, bro. But some of the stuff.
Tell me you didn't throw away like Doritos and stuff like that.
Well, no. Doritos you do have to throw away. Those.
What?
They start tasting like cardboard. And it's not pleasant. I mean, you could probably survive off of them.
Yeah.
But.
That's the whole point.
It's survival. Survival jerk.
Yeah. They will. You know, I still have MREs from like 1979 if you want some of those.
Okay.
And I hear they're still good.
That's kind of like Fallout.
Right.
Yeah, all right.
But Doritos, I don't think, it's not pleasant. When you eat a Dorito, bro, oh, man, you open that bag, and then you reach in for that first one. Tell me isn't the sweetest fucking taste you've ever
but
had.
But tell
in a long
me
time.
You're talking about the Flaming Hot Doritos.
Oh, God, fuck yeah, bro.
Oh,
even
damn.
The one with Tapatio on it, like the hot, uh-huh. Flaming Hot with Tapatio. Have you tried that flavor?
No.
It's delicious, bro.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Oh, you guys, man. You guys don't get the acid reflux yet?
No, oh, not yet.
I do.
You do?
At 36?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
he started early.
You know what? I forgot it for a second. I was 36.
So your body will tell you, bro.
It's been a while since we've been here. Like, yeah, that's right. I am 36.
Dude,
but,
you know,
I do, man. It's mostly with fucking drinking, and then you add the food. So now I do have to pre-party.
Ooh,
pre-prep.
That sounded fun.
Pre-party.
Pre-party prep.
Oh, no, that doesn't sound like fun.
That's like you got to take a couple Tums and shit like that.
Damn.
Some Rolaids.
I'm way beyond Tums, bro. Oh. I got to take actually fucking acid reflux pills. Like
Pepcid AC?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, because I was just talking to my cousin, too. He was in the Marines. And him and his buddy, like, you know, they lived off of MREs, like, for a long time when they were in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
No, and he said that they both have really bad acid reflux.
Really?
And he's like, it has to be from the MREs and shit.
Have they been diagnosed with that shit?
Yeah.
What are they at? 100% or what?
No, I don't know. I didn't ask him that. Okay. All that shit. But no, he says they're pretty fucked up.
Wait, you can get on like disability with just acid reflux?
Yeah, because if they can pinpoint it back to the shit you when you were deployed,
Sign me up.
Yeah, like my cousin's offered some other shit. He's like with shit with his back.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and he's missing half his brain.
I know, right? Like, what the fuck? Yeah, but no, then they were telling me, he's like, no, we both have it. Because, you know, because they're living off of fucking.
Yeah.
And like you said, those things have the lifespan of 40 years and shit.
I know, man. I don't think it has an expiration date, honestly.
Yeah, probably not. We could be wrong. No research. But doesn't matter. Hey, eat your fucking ready meals.
Shit. Yeah, but going back to like the Doritos, man, they just have that taste, man. They're fucking awesome.
Yeah. Mm. And there's people out there in the world that don't like the Flaming Hot Doritos.
Are you kidding?
They're like, nah, not my flavor.
What kind of people are these?
I don't know.
Communists.
You know what? It's people that I know, and I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I should keep you in my circle, bro.
But they've tried them.
They've tried them, and
they didn't like them.
They're like, nope, pass, hard pass.
All right, okay. Have they tried them after a day of drinking?
Yes. And you know what? And they were eaten.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I was like, you're a faker.
You're a faker, right?
Yeah, you're a sober faker.
Yeah,
nah, they're full of shit.
I still put lime on them, and I still put a little bit more chile, and it's delicious, bro.
Yeah, I can't do that anymore.
Ah, you can't do it anymore.
No, it's too much.
Too much acid.
Yeah, too much for my body.
Really?
Yeah, for this body. This sexy body.
Man, but no, yeah, I got to load up again. I got to re-up on all of my like canned food and rice and beans. The problem, I started having these little like pantry moths. Because I would load up on rice.
That's right.
And in the rice, they live in there, and then they come out after, like, I don't know how many months.
Well, you got to buy the organic rice, bro.
I know. So
and then you got to put them in a plastic container. You can't leave them out, you know, alone just for the, you know, in the air, because they'll eat through the fucking plastic.
Well, I hear that they're, like, they come in the bags already.
Oh.
So most of the
time. They're already in there.
Yeah, like, they're just ready to hatch or something. So when I have something for so long, then pantry moths start coming out and I buy stuff and I never eat it, and that's my problem. So I just leave it there for a while. It's rice. I mean,
yeah,
it's good for what, 6 months before you could throw it away?
What do you mean 6 months
uncooked? Yeah,
no, fucking longer. No?
I hear about 6 months. Well, the flavor starts kind of deteriorating.
Really?
6 months. Yeah,
but it's a fucking dry plant thingy.
But it could be a year, but the taste isn't as fresh as the 6 month mark. I have it because, dude, pandemic. Remember pandemic?
Yeah.
That shit caught us by surprise.
Right.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, only old people could go to the grocery stores and buy shit. Remember those days?
Hell yeah.
I was like fighting with old people. I was giving like kind of like, remember when we were kids and we had to get old people to buy us alcohol?
Yeah.
I was doing that shit. I was giving $100.
Hey, man. Go buy me some food.
Just buy me some rice, please.
Dude, people were buying those big old bags. I don't know how many pounds they were, but all the big old sacks and shit.
Like 10, 20 pounds of sacks.
Yeah. Yeah,
I gave this old lady $100. She's like, hey, just buy me food. Anything. And she came out with cat food.
Said, you said anything.
Well, that she said, that's what I eat. You're I'm like, no, I don't eat cat food.
She eats fucking cat food.
She's on a budget. That's she's probably like,
he says lo que sea. I know, right? Hey, but wasn't it great when they started dying?
And then come on.
What? And we could go shopping again?
And they started letting the young people shop.
They're like, well, you know, we don't have enough old people anymore. So
they started lowering the age.
Yeah, you're like, okay. True. You know, I mean.
Yeah.
It took a while, but they all started dying slowly. You know,
the pandemic did what it needed to do, right?
It weeded out the weak.
I think that was the whole purpose, right?
I think that was.
Yeah.
That was a really weird time, man.
I know. Old people dying of nothing.
Yeah.
Well, no, it wasn't nothing, man. They had like this sick-ass flu, and they just couldn't breathe.
How sick was
they
it?
They were sick, bro. They couldn't breathe and just kind of like their body gave up.
Yeah. So no, but that whole thing was trippy, man. I don't know how, like, when the pandemic hit, all of a sudden we were running out of toilet paper.
I don't know why. I didn't know you got the flu on your ass.
Right. It was wild. You know what was funny? I remember going to my aunt's house and I was just like, man, I better
scratching. No. Hey, man, you got some more of that toilet paper. I'll suck your dick on some toilet paper.
Well, and I actually took my own roll. I
was to like, your aunt's
house. To my aunt's house, because I was like, just in case if I have to take a shit, I don't want to use their toilet paper. You know, because I was just like, that shit was like gold, right?
That's
like,
hilarious.
I'm like, so I'm like over there, and I went to my aunt's house to go visit, and I took my own toilet paper.
Man, that's
stupid, just stupid shit, bro.
She looked at you like, he brought his own toilet paper. I'll let him in.
He let him in.
He brought a gift.
Dude, I think we were going to have to transition like over there in Mexico where you start selling fucking paper squares and shit.
Yeah, right.
Hey, oh, I'll give you 4 for a penny. Oh, you want 5? Oh, that's 5 cents.
Yeah, no, weird times, man. Because what else was it that was like really scarce at that point? It was the toilet paper and
bottled water for water. Some reason, right?
You're right.
But I mean, we still had a tap. So I don't
understand. But COVID lived in the tap.
No, but it didn't.
Well, you don't know.
We didn't know. There was a lot of things we didn't know during that.
You know,
time.
If the Republicans would have came out and said COVID's in the tap, then I would have believed it.
Really?
Because they don't lie.
Nope. Okay. All right. That's a different perspective, but okay.
Do they lie?
Well, they bend the truth a lot.
They bend the truth.
Yeah.
Fuck.
A lot.
Man. But you know what? But right now, and I've said it before on the show, I just keep procrastinating, man. I really do need to purchase some form of, like, weapons. Like, yeah, because I'm like, because I, when the whole presidency thing started, too, I was like, I go, man, what if it does become into, like, one of those things where all of a sudden it's like people become that desperate that they start breaking into people's houses and shit like that. And it's like, okay, I can only do so much with a baseball bat. Like,
right.
Like, no, like, you need to, like, start shooting people.
Yeah.
And we don't, and, you know, for the most of us, we don't live in South L.A. or in a dangerous city, so we don't have bars on our windows.
Right.
Anymore.
Right.
Not at all. You
know, those are the only people that are going to survive.
Yeah, that's right? True. Because it'll slow them down.
Yeah.
But
right.
I mean, zombies, if the zombie apocalypse hits, everyone in the inner city is good. They got metal doors, metal bars in the windows. They got guns.
They have their own fortress already.
Yeah.
They're good.
They even have fences. We don't have fences.
Yeah.
Why don't we have fences?
I don't know.
The fences will keep unwanteds out.
I know, but
like Jehovah's.
And... He said, on this side of town, we're a little more welcoming.
Yeah. No, well, you know what? I still don't open my door.
Yeah.
You know what I do? I go on my phone, and I look, and I'm like, fucking Jehovah's. And I click on the sound, and I'm like, no, thank you. Goodbye. But can we talk to you for a second? No, thank you. I'm in a meeting, God damn it.
He said, God damn it, we got to go.
Fucking Jehovah's.
Yeah, no, they're relentless, bro. I think they're like, they're like the human zombies. Like, they don't stop. Like, I think on the show, too, a long time ago, I talked about how one time I had a breakup with one of the Jehovah people. Because I didn't have the balls to break it off, right? Yeah. And my wife's like, dude, he's coming, like, every fucking week.
Oh,
like,
really?
He's coming every week to talk to you, like.
And how long is he, like, well, how long was he there talking
sometimes
to you?
Sometimes I'd be doing yard work, and he would, about an hour.
Fuck that
I would
shit.
Have to fucking stop, and then he'd be talking, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm over here just doing yard work and like hoping he would and he would get the point. And I wasn't being direct. And I've never been good at breaking up with people. So I left him a post-it note on the door. I left him a post-it note on the door. And I'm like, I appreciate you coming to talk to me. But
listen, Brother Jehovah. I don't think this is going to work out. It's me.
Yeah, I said, I decided to go in another direction. And my wife was like laughing. She's like, dude, you didn't even break up with him. Like, you fucking did it on a post-it.
You fucking ghosted him.
Yeah.
You're such a bitch.
Yeah, I know, man. And it was funny because after we broke up, I was doing yard work.
We broke up.
And he was over with at the neighbor's yard, and he looked over at me.
No.
And I'm like, oh, he probably shed a tear. I was like, motherfucker, but he respected the poster. He didn't come back.
Good.
Hey, who's in charge of outreach and information for the Jehovah's Witnesses? Because if they would only send over maybe like 28-year-olds, 30-year-old hot women.
Hot chicks. Misogynists.
What? Yeah. I'm just saying.
Living up to the name, aren't you?
Hear me out.
I mean, I agree with you.
hear me out. Okay, listen, go. If they would just send over a hot-looking 28-year-old.
I know. That's true.
And she has something to say. I'm sure you
I thought
would...
he was going to say a big rat.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Right?
I'm pretty sure you would give her the time of day. I'm not saying you would listen.
Right.
I'm just saying you would stand there.
You'd be a little more willing.
A little bit more open to just, you know, taking time to hear her out.
Yeah.
But see, but the difference with that situation, I think my wife would have broken up the relationship before.
Wow.
She wouldn't have given me the opportunity.
Well, then she's doing you a favor then.
Yeah.
But then, you don't have the heart to do it, but your wife will.
But
I'm just saying.
That would be so sad.
I'm just saying, like, listen, it's got to be the best marketing ever.
Right.
If they would just get all the young women and round them all up, and then just the figurehead. I mean, the little old crusty old man and old lady that they could be standing by the sidewalk.
They can they can go to with the old people.
Right.
The ones that are left.
Yeah. They need to have like a
chart
or like a map.
Jehovah's need to be like strippers.
Exactly.
Right. Once they get old and shit, they should need to like
they
get
need
rid
to
of
do
them.
Their recon. Like, okay, there's a young 36-year-old that lives here. He's single with one daughter. Mm-hmm. We'll send over, you know, Janet.
Right.
Janet Rain.
Right.
That one.
But can we send her over to the guy that's married as well?
You can.
The one that lives in the corner.
If the wife doesn't care. Yeah.
Well, she's never home. So.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. See, recon.
Recon.
She's never home.
Right.
Yeah. So, what about you?
He's like, we gonna do it for Jesus.
Right.
Man, I would be like the guy that would be like treated like a date. Like,
exactly.
Man, like, oh, she comes over Saturday.
If she comes over every Saturday.
And he said, I'm going to set up a table.
Yes. Just, you know. I'm going to send my wife to the store at
just
that time.
Quick.
All right, girl. We got 15 minutes tops.
Well, I'm not saying she's going to come in the house. I'm just saying we got time to talk.
Right.
You know
let's
I mean?
Talk.
Yeah.
Make me feel good about myself.
Right. Tell
and
me
I'll
about
pretend, and I'll pretend to listen about Jehovah.
All right. About this man.
Who is this Jehovah? And what did he witness?
Right. Yeah. But see, all of that stuff is kind of cultural too, because back in the day we used to call them hallelujahs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when they would come around the house, it'd be like, turn off the light, go hide behind the couches, and it would be real tactical and shit.
Hallelujahs?
Hallelujahs.
Hallelujahs.
Oh,
we call them hallelujahs.
Oh, you guys would call them you all.
Is that like a slang word for them, or is that actual? I've never heard that shit before.
No, really.
Well, you've clearly never been to church.
Yeah, los aleluyas. They or whatever.
No. I'm like, let me answer that. No.
Yeah. And those were the Spanish people that would come and try to talk to you about Jesus and shit.
Well, there's a song. It's a very famous song.
Okay.
It's called Aleluya.
Uh-huh.
And that's where the word comes from. You never can we sing it for him real quick?
How does it go? Hold on.
Aleluya.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Clearly, I forgot the rest of it.
It says hallelujah in it, bro. I'm not even going to fake it.
But how do you know if you aren't Jehovah?
No,
this is more of a Christian.
Church,
this Christian.
Yeah. Hey, wait. You guys are Christian?
No,
oh,
no,
well,
we're Catholic.
No, we're Catholic. But
the Christians would come to try to.
You guys are Catholics, but you sing Christian music?
No. It's all encompassing. We all kind of believe in the same God, but a different way. It's
like a 10-toe God compared to an 11-toe God?
No,
or what do you mean?
Not exactly. It's just a little. It's a little hard to explain.
It's like branches. It's like broken branches, right?
I think that's what it is. Yeah, we all believe in the same God, but yet we pray a little differently. And I think the Catholics are the ones that believe in everything almost.
Right.
Saints and apparitions.
Right. And the Catholics are the
molestations.
Yeah. No, we don't believe in that. No, we sure do not.
Okay.
But the Catholics are like more like the partiers of the group.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because
I mean, we drink in church.
And we believe in confession. And so you can go and do all your desmadre and then go confess.
And you're good to go for another week.
Right. Listen, they give us wine in church.
I remember that.
Yeah, and a little bit of bread just to soak up the liquor.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, I mean, if that's not the party, I don't know
what it is, right?
You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, that's where it's at.
And then, you know what? There is a man that, like, sits in a room.
There's a man.
Yeah.
What? Sits in the room.
He's like, he's got a robe on or some shit. And this dude loves to listen to all the crazy shit you've done in your life.
Oh, yeah.
And he like just sits there and doesn't even judge, bro. This motherfucker just fucking listens.
You really think he doesn't judge?
Well,
that motherfucker judges.
His eyes might be wide open when I tell him the shit that I do. But like then he'll tell you like, oh, okay, go home and then do like five Eva Marias or whatever he says.
Because I wonder how they would handle it when like the fucking hot women would go and confess all their slutty behavior.
Exactly.
That would be crazy.
You gotta...
This fucking man that's supposed to be celibate and shit, like, right. And you're hearing all these fucking sex stories that
he's probably pre-coming right there as you're talking, right?
Well, I don't. He's supposed to be celibate. Or
I mean,
right.
He's still a man.
That doesn't change.
He's still a man.
That doesn't change the fucking dynamics of your body.
Well,
the
I
fuck?
No, man.
I'd be stroking it, bro. I'm not gonna lie. If I was that priest, right? I'd be like, tell me more.
No, I really believe that these people, they gave their life to God.
Yeah,
that's I don't know how you do that because you are like you said you are a man, but you've always in some point in your life you've been with a woman or women that you have no interest in, right?
Yeah,
like they're women,
right?
And they might be talking about slutty shit, but you're like, nah, I'm good, right? Like
I don't know,
you're just like you guys are just crazy.
Well, if you're not getting laid, I think it's different.
Right.
Yeah, I think if I wasn't getting laid, I don't give a fuck what they look like. If they're telling me, like, man, I sucked some dicks like 5 minutes ago, I'd be like, girl.
5 minutes ago?
I'd be like, girl, what? Like, tell me more. You know, like, it's just, I don't know. Like, I think unless priests turn to homosexuality, like.
No, that can't be it. I just think they turn off that part of their brain, you know?
Really?
Like, any sexual ideas or feelings, they turn that off. They have to.
Yeah.
Because they can't even, you know, rub one out, man. Right?
You don't think, no, they
I don't
can't.
I don't think they're allowed to.
Apparently, they haven't seen the misogynist.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Misogynist part two.
like for part two.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
I have a rant.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Well, dude, can I even ask you how you guys been?
No, man.
All right. Go ahead.
My mom, bro.
Oh, God. Already.
Oh, these are the best.
Man.
Come on.
So, 2 days ago, she texted me, hey, mijo, how are you doing? ¿Cómo estás? ¿Qué hacen? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm good. How are you? Blah, blah, blah. All good. Listen, when you get a chance, let me have your passport number.
What?
And
who asked for a passport number?
Well, my mother. She's like, you know, man, dame tu número de tu pasaporte y did you go get your DUI or your fucking your ID for the Salvadorian fucking, you know, proof that you're Salvadoran or whatever the fuck? And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, okay, I'm good. Why do you need my passport?
Yeah.
Ghost it. She didn't say
oh,
shit.
Oh, she didn't. What? She's like, he's asking questions.
Oh, my God.
Today, she texts me again. Like, she fucking forgot what she asked me 2 days ago.
What time did she text you?
Like, maybe about 3 hours ago.
Okay, so...
And it's like fucking, what, 8 p.m. right now.
8 p.m. So it's after 5, so she figures you're already, like, 2 drinks in.
Probably, right?
Right.
You know, she probably thinks I'm a fucking drunk. She goes, hey, mijo, ¿cómo estás? What are you up to?
She cut and pasted. She didn't even type out a new mess.
I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, it was a picture.
Oh my God.
It was a screenshot. I'm like, what the fuck? She's gonna completely skip over my question about why the fuck do you need my passport?
Yeah.
So I asked her again. Oh, I'm good. So, why do you need my passport number? She's like, it's not important. I will tell. Oh no, she says, "Te digo, te voy a decir mañana, pero no es importante." You're like, and then she's like, "None of you guys ever listen to me." I'm like, "What the fuck?" So I'm like, "Okay, if it is important, then you don't fucking need it." And she ghosted me again.
Wow,
dude.
She's gonna try again. She's gonna hope that you forgot.
Yeah,
which you won't. But
she ghosted me for 3 hours or 2 hours, and she texted me this shit. She goes, "Al que lo me dé primero," and that's it. And she left it like that.
What
the fuck does that
mean?
Wait,
is she texting a group chat?
No, just me.
I still contend that she's waiting until like Barlow's is drunk enough to give up the fucking
But now
number.
She's turning it into a competition. Yeah. Like whoever
I know whoever
will send it to me first.
Yeah. I know.
I'm like, is this bitch fucking threatening me?
I think she is.
Is that a threat, motherfucker?
I think it surely is, bro.
Fuck. Whoever gives it to me first.
You need to put that shit in a fucking safe or something.
You should give her the wrong number, see what happens.
I know.
I know. She calls me, por tu culpa, me deportaron. Y me mandaron a México. Yo no soy de México.
Dude, wow. That is so fucking wild.
What do I do with that shit?
I don't know.
I think you handled it perfectly.
Like, yeah, I'm just asking a simple question. Okay, the passport number is a fucking important fucking number.
Yeah.
Right? Dude, it's like right there with your fucking social security number, right, bro. So, you know, why do you need it?
I think she's trying to use your identity to import another Barlow.
Maybe.
She's like, maybe. I found a better son.
He is you now. What the fuck?
He's actually 36. Not to say that I'm not.
Dude,
my mom is fucking insane.
Wow.
Insane.
Good luck with that, bro. Good luck with that.
This is Ramon.
Stabs.
Hernando.
From Chicano Shuffle. And you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
Man, transitioning from that, I do have a listener question, man.
Oh, all right.
What?
Yeah, man.
We got listeners. Yes. Shut the fuck up. Let me finish it.
Oh, you still doing
you know
that?
What? You know what? Never mind.
Yeah. I'll say it again.
I'm never doing it again.
We have listener question.
All right, go
is
ahead.
That how we do it? No. Oh, fellas, I have a listener question.
All right, let's hear it.
Bitch.
Yes, we have listeners.
What? I don't believe it.
No, we do.
You know what? After we've been in hiatus for like 2 weeks, I don't think we have.
Probably not. I think I made this one up.
They're like, fuck these guys. They're on the way out.
All right. So the question is, if someone has a relationship with you based on sex alone, right? So you guys are fuck buddies.
Story of my life.
Right? should they get you something for your birthday or vice versa?
Oh.
Let's say you guys have been hooking up for about 6 months.
Okay. Do we go out? Yeah, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, after 6 months?
You guys kind of probably hang out and fucking just go back and
not
fuck.
Not friends with benefits, just fuck buddies, right?
Not like fuck buddies. You just hang out and whatever, and we fuck. Yeah.
So you go out.
Yeah.
Seems like it, yeah.
So it's almost like you guys are friends, right? Mm-hmm. I would assume.
Yeah, we're going out, but not in a
but you're not
official fucking right. Status, right?
Like, there's no like fucking label to it or anything.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
There's not a lot of rules to it either.
Right. We just meet up, we fuck, and we go our separate ways, right?
Yeah.
So I guess this is a two-part question, right? Okay. So it would be you as a person, would you feel obligated or want to give them a gift? But then the other side of the coin is, what if that person felt entitled to a gift? Like, oh, I thought we were cool.
See, those are two different levels. See, the other person has to be at the same level as you. So she shouldn't, or he.
Right.
I don't know, bro. You know.
Man, fuck you. Stupid Barlow's.
Hey,
man, I'm gonna give your mom your passport.
Hey, brother.
Keep it up.
Shit. So we should be at the same fucking level. If we know what we are, which are just fuck buddies, we hang out. But at the end of the night, all we're gonna do is go home and fuck, go to my place or go to your place and fuck. Then we should both be there.
Right.
Me as a person, you know, I'm a nice guy. For the most part, I am a nice guy. You know, I'm a cool guy. I'll hang out, you know, we'll have a good time. If I feel like, you know what, she's been good to me. Mm-hmm. You know, she's been really good to
like
me.
Cool as fuck,
like,
yeah.
Cool as fuck. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm gonna give her like a little gift. You know, ooh, something small.
But that you give her a little gift every single time you have sex with her.
Right. And she gets to unwrap it and
medium gift. I'm gonna give her a medium gift. I'm gonna give her a medium gift.
Got it.
Just
got
because
it.
You know she's been cool as fuck. You know she's been giving me fucking her shit and and it's been amazing, right?
Right.
But
it's been good.
One can argue.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
that, okay, for us anyway, for our birthdays, we want something super special in the bedroom.
Right.
We don't want a gift. We don't want like a tangible gift. We want extra special sex.
Right.
Whatever that is for that person. It could, like, some people don't get head throughout the year, so they just want head.
That's
right?
Terrible.
Right?
That shouldn't be the standard.
No, but right? Like, am I right, though?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that is actually good.
There are some guys that, you know, they have great sex during the year, but they want anal for their birthday. Right?
Man, his ass is going to hurt.
That's pegging.
Pegging. He wants to get pegged.
Or anything that is just extra special for them.
Yeah,
that's
what
they want, right?
For sure.
So why not in reverse? Like, we just do something special for the woman in bed because that's all we are is fuck buddies.
Wait, but what do you do that's more special when, you know, having sex with a
girl?
Yeah,
I only got like three moves, Jerky.
I usually do give it my all every single time.
Well,
give him everything. You know?
Everything.
A full circle, bro.
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
Okay, but see, Victoria's doesn't lick ass.
Oh, that's right.
So what if for her birthday?
If that was on the wish list, I'd do it.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
All of a sudden.
All of a sudden, no, bitch.
I've been fucking 7 years, and he's always been anti-anal, anti-licking.
No, but the thing is, like, I've always said that if the woman was into it and that was, like, her thing, I would do it.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, go back to that episode, Jerry. And play it back.
We're not going to look for the episode.
I'm not going to look for that.
Damn it. Shut up.
That's like 100
episodes. I wanted him to do that shit.
It said, look it up, Jerky.
25 hours later.
Yeah, but no, but the thing is, like, even in a situation like that, if the lady that I'm with or whatever, like, if she was into it, I'd do it. Okay. I do it because I think it's ridiculous when girls say that they don't like giving fucking head and they just choose not to give their guy head. Mm-hmm. Like, no, like, that's fucking bullshit. Like, you tough it out and you fucking suck your man's dick. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. Like, eating ass is not my favorite thing to do, but if they're into it, fuck yeah, I'd fucking dive in. I don't give a fuck.
All right.
Man,
all right.
You know, Victoria's guys. You got some gas in the gas tank.
There
you
go. Very
nice. All right.
But a gift. She wants a gift. That's what you're saying.
Well, that's the thing. That would be the other thing. Like, would you feel the need to give the gift, and how do you guys feel if she felt she deserved the gift?
Deserved.
Listen, it'll go past a gift. How about a trip? Like, what if I paid for an all-expense-paid trip to, let's say, Cancun, Cabo, or Vallarta?
But see, now you guys are turning, dating.
Now you're turning into a fucking, now she's turning into like kind of like gold digger status, quote-unquote.
Well, what's wrong with that? Like, if I want to take her for her birthday, and it's like maybe like a 4 or 5 day trip. That's not too much, right?
4 or 5 days?
4 or 5 days.
With the girl that you're not even dating?
No. We're fucking.
Yeah, but you're just fucking.
Yes. And can you imagine how much fucking you're going to be doing on that trip?
Man, I don't think your girlfriend would appreciate that.
I know.
No, we're talking about.
How do you hide that from your girlfriend?
You shouldn't have.
Or your
wife.
Like,
you're like, oh, I'm going to go on a 5 day business trip.
You shouldn't have a fuck buddy if you have a girlfriend.
I won't be able to call you.
Yeah, as long as you don't have a girlfriend, you could have a fuck buddy.
No, of course.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so I'm just saying, fuck buddy, no girlfriend, no wife, no nothing.
Maybe I would agree maybe to like a 2 day trip, you know.
Yeah, like something like a little staycation, like a weekend thing.
Well, that should be okay, yeah. But you know what you want is something special, hopefully, and she appreciates that, and you take it for what it is. Like the time to go crazy over there in another country.
But then that's one of those things, okay, like you stepped it up, right? You stepped it up, you took your relationship to the next level. Right? I would say you basically, you know what I mean, you go and you take her on a couple of days on a trip. Now that's the expectation. Mm-hmm. Right? That becomes the expectation.
That's what I was going to say. What if it backfires and now she's catching feelings.
Right.
What do you do with that?
Now
shit?
She's not the fuck buddy anymore. Like, now she's like, fuck, I think I love you.
Yeah. Well, if you're fucking her.
Yeah,
and,
but
and
still,
you like her.
Yeah, but you don't want to be with wrong? Her like
but that's
that.
Not what we're doing.
So do you guys want to stay single forever at this point?
I think it depends on where you're at that point.
Or will you fuck a woman that you would never catch feelings for?
At this age?
That's the thing. It's
no,
the
we're
age talk, thing.
We're talking about when we were 24. 28.
Yeah, so you can't throw a wrench like that.
Okay, we're talking about when we're 45. Oh, I'm sorry, 36, and then us.
You know, 45? You know, at 36, I'm an old soul.
Okay,
I told you guys before.
Okay, so but you're talking about when we're 45.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's kind of old to be single,
right? This,
right,
right. I mean, what are you saying right now is truth. You know, that is truth.
Right.
Okay. So, yes, obviously we don't want to be single for the rest of our lives.
Right.
Obviously we want to catch feelings. We want to be with somebody.
Right.
So, but that's not what we're talking about.
I know we're not talking about that, but if we're fucking this woman,
uh-huh.
Don't you think there's at least a chance that maybe we can go to the next level at some point?
Yes.
And right, this right. Little, if you want to call this extravagant, you can call it extravagant, but it's fun for you and it'll be fun for her. And I think like if, what's her plane ticket going to cost? Like 300, 400 bucks?
Probably.
Maybe.
And the hotel is either one person or two people is going to cost the same.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
It's all inclusive.
It's not that extravagant if you think about it. You know, like you're going to spend maybe 700 bucks on her. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying it'll be fun.
Right.
No fun for sure, bro.
Right. So like if you're saying that it's going to create a precedent that you can't overcome, maybe she'll just reciprocate and do that for your birthday.
He threw like three big ass words.
I was like, oh, you know what, Derek? I'm done talking about this shit.
Are we still talking about a fuck buddy? Or are we talking about fucking? Are we going back to school? He went president and tangible and fucking parallelograms and photosynthesis.
What the
hell? Yeah. This motherfucker. Shit.
Yeah, no, but I think you have a point, right? It depends. It depends how old you are and where you're at in life. You know what I mean? Okay. Like you having a fuck buddy can be fun, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, but you shouldn't, if you like her and you're having a good time with her, of course you're not going to shut the fucking
the door
right. on possibly making it more, you know what right. I mean? And you would just hope that you guys can both be on the same level.
You're obviously attracted to her.
Obviously.
She's obviously attracted to you.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, obviously.
So then, at the end of the day, what's the fucking problem?
Right. You know? And even if you're 28, right?
Even if you're 28, you know there's a lot of people out there that meet their other or their person early on in their fucking years.
Yeah, and if you're 28,
right,
you're gonna look back into this trip, even if she doesn't become your wife or become a girlfriend, and it's gonna be one of the best times you've ever had in your life. So what the fuck are you stopping yourself from having a good experience with a woman in another country? Because have you guys ever had sex outside of this country?
Yes, sir.
It's a fucking amazing.
It's like a different language.
It's a different language. The condoms are different too, by the way.
You use condoms?
I mean, back when we were kids.
Oh, you were a kid?
Yes, I was a kid at this point.
Hey, this is Oso
and Chavo,
and you're listening to Ask the Fella, where everybody can be a fella.
Fellas,
what's up, man?
What do you want?
We're talking. I just want to talk.
He's all like, right, why am I going to talk? Okay.
God. So do you want me to take you on a trip or what?
I know. What the hell?
Fuck.
No, but going off, like, let's say maybe where you were going as far as like gifts go, right?
Yeah.
Women love flowers.
They do.
Not, you know what, man?
Not everyone, right?
I guess I'm the one that meets these women that hate
flowers.
That don't like stuff like that.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah, I know one that doesn't like that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because my wife loves flowers.
Okay.
But I hate flowers.
Yeah, I was very anti-flowers before.
I'm still anti-flowers. Yeah. But I understand that women like them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I can't understand why. And I want to know, like, why do you think they like flowers?
I don't know, man. I think it's one of those things where other women get flowers, so I want flowers too. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
So it's like I see other women getting dick, so I want some dick too.
Yeah.
Kind of like that, right?
You're like, here you go. I'll give you some dick over some flowers, like,
right?
Why not?
Any day, all day.
Yeah, but that was the thing, like with my wife, like, back in the day, before I was making more money, like, it was just kind of like, like, flowers, what the fuck? I go, and I would always tell her, and she knew, like, I'm like, dude, like, the flowers, I don't know if it's something about us or what. I go, flowers, you bring them to my house, and they'll die in, like, 2 days.
Right. Yeah.
You know, in 2 days, I go, there goes fucking $50, $40, like, fucking flush down the drain. I go, we could have went to go have dinner.
A nice little dinner.
Right, yeah. Or something.
Well, at least one
person. Well, one person. Well, I go, you could have watched me have dinner for that price.
Actually, you know what? If you go to BJ's on a weekday, they have that three-course meal deal now.
They sure do.
Right? That's just fucking $30.
Fuck, and it's
you
cheap
get, as you fuck. Get a meal, you get a, and you get a fucking appetizer, the entree, and a fucking pizookie.
Yeah.
Damn, that's pretty good.
Bro.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a mini pizookie.
A mini one.
Yeah, no, but that's all you need. Yeah. That is all you, know? You need.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
No.
That wish it had the medium one, though.
Right, no. The medium one would be just right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, because you don't want it too big.
No, no, no.
Those,
no.
Hurt.
Oh, those hurt. Those wow. hurt. It make your tummy hurt.
Yeah, the next day you'll be complaining.
You're walking like a cowboy.
Yeah, but like in, but then like.
What are you laughing?
Carlos almost spit that shit out.
I fucking pictured a girl walking like a cowboy.
All real silent shit. Fuck.
Fucking bazooka.
No, but eventually, like in my house, I was just like, no, like that's kind of fucked up. Like my wife, like she enjoys flowers, and I'm like, fuck it. But you know what? Shout out. I think I've shouted them out before on here. But Sam's Club, like they have, and they have the little, like the food packet for the flowers and shit. Uh-huh. They'll last like 2 weeks.
Yeah, they will.
Really?
Yeah,
2 weeks, bro. So yeah. So we went from 2 days to 2 weeks. I go, okay, I can do 2 weeks. And they're only $20.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then they're $20. So it's a win, bro. And yeah. Like, and
do
I can
you,
get.
Do you change the wrapper so it doesn't show that it's.
No, I put them in a vase. I put them in a vase so by the time she gets home and stuff.
So you have a collection of vases?
They're on the table. A couple.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, a couple.
But what three. Is it? What is something about flowers that they crave?
That why do they want them?
Why do they want them? Like, what's that, like that innate feeling? Or
I think it's the fragileness of a flower that has been cut, that's been grown in nature, and you've decided these flowers are beautiful enough to give it to my woman, and she can look at them and know that her man loves her.
Yeah, but essentially, we're cutting something from growing.
Yeah, we're killing something to give.
Yeah, and it's dying slowly.
But they don't see it that way.
Yeah, yeah. It's dying slowly in your living room or on your kitchen table,
right?
Or wherever you're gonna put it, and it's wilting away. The water's getting all green and murky. And
you can smell that shit, and it's like, so. But I don't know what it is that, you know. But there's also plenty of sayings like they're like with your mother or whoever, you know what I mean? If you love your mother, like they're like give them flowers while they're alive versus taking flowers to their grave, right? Like but it's, and you know what I mean, and that is like one regret that I do have, cuz before my mom passed away, like, you know what I mean, I didn't really give her, I would give her flowers like every once in a while, like not really, and most of the time, like fuck, like I go buy these stupid ass flowers, like
I remember the last time I gave my mom flowers.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't know, it's like one of those things, but like going back to like the females, I don't know what the symbolism of flowers are. Like, is that how they're measuring your fucking love for them? Like, I'm like, it should be measured differently, but I think as guys and females, like we, what, you trying to measure something?
I think he is.
He said, put that away.
Are we going back to that fucking conversation?
No. We're talking about something else. Measure of your love.
See, that's the ridiculous part. Mm. So, because they have, there's flowers, there's bouquets, right?
Right.
And then there's fucking bouquets. Like
right.
Those 100 fucking flower bouquets.
Oh, yeah. Those are ridiculous.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then, you know, some of these girls, they get that shit at their job. Like, the guy will have that shit delivered to their job, and the girls fucking love that shit.
But why?
I don't understand that shit. I know every girl that I've ever been with, they, I guess maybe I have a certain type, they would fucking kill me if I ever did that to them.
Really?
Yeah.
They'd be like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? That was so embarrassing.
Dude.
Embarrassing?
Yeah.
I thought women crave that attention.
Some women do. Yeah. They love that shit, man. Yeah. I remember back at my old job, I was like, the guy that, I guess he would make pretty good money, her husband, he sent her like a fucking tree, bro. Like, this shit was heavy as fuck, because I remember me and my friend, we helped her carry it to her car. Which was stupid. Like, why don't you just send them to the house? You guys live together.
Exactly.
Now you got these two fucking Mexicans carrying this big fucking tree into her small-ass Beamer.
Let me ask you, was it her birthday?
No, it was for...
Was it Valentine's Day?
I think it was Valentine's
Day. Okay, because if it wasn't...
Yeah.
No. That dude cheated.
Yeah. No, for sure. It was for Valentine's Day.
All right.
But that's the thing. Like
so
why?
As you were carrying this heavy-ass thing, was she like on top of it too?
I'm like, here. No, like, I'm like, here, straddle this thing real quick.
Looking like Cleopatra and shit.
Dude, and that thing was big, man. I remember it was like this fucking, because it had like the decoration, kind of mm-hmm. like it looked like a tree and it had roses. And
so the bigger the flowers, the more love you have for the flowers.
And I think that's how they measure it because it's a competition. I think with women, it's always a competition about something. Mm. Like, I think women give women fake compliments.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love your engagement ring. Right. You know, mine was a little bigger than that, but yours is cute.
Yours is cute. You know I'm fucking her man, right? Anyways, like, you know, women are fake as fuck, yeah. Bro. A lot of them, not saying that all of them, but like with guys, you know, we talk shit. You know what I mean? Sometimes we'll talk shit and be like, it's all in good fun, you know, but.
What if the roles were reversed and they sent us flowers?
Don't do that.
I would be uncomfortable with that. I'd be like, I don't need it.
But, you know, you'd have that one dude like, oh, man, my man getting some mad pussy. Oh, shit. He about to smack down the dick tonight. You know, like it's like an expectation that everybody knows that, okay, woman gets flowers. Uh-huh. She's gonna have to put it down that same night.
Right.
Because that's the expectation. Like, when you give flowers, you expect something.
You wouldn't expect something.
That's all
return.
I see. That's all I see. I'm like, okay, well, you know, someone's going to get some ass tonight.
Right. So that's a fair expectation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be like, I gave something. I should get something in return.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. I mean, it benefits both of us.
Right.
Unless the guy's fucking trash, you know?
Right. Fuck.
Yeah.
Well,
but don't send me flowers.
That was my question.
Yeah, but see, but it's not like an aphrodisiac or anything, right? Like the smell of like the flowers or anything.
They don't smell good.
Nah.
No, some okay. They might spray them though.
I mean, I've walked into like a Conroy's, one of those flower stores.
And Jagger's like, will something crawl up in here and die?
It's like, what the fuck is this?
Does not smell good. I don't understand why women like that smell or why they like flowers.
I really do think what it comes down to is it's a competition,
yeah.
Especially for Valentine's Day. Yeah. Like I've never sent any female that I'm with like flowers to their job ever.
Okay.
Like I would take it to them in person, yeah. If anything.
I dare to challenge someone.
Okay.
To instead of like for the next Valentine's Day, instead of sending roses, send some carnations, a dozen carnations to her job. And see what happens then.
She will be upset.
Exactly.
She is going to be that cheap motherfucker.
Right. Yep.
That cheap motherfucker got me fucking carnations.
Right.
The weeds of the fucking flower. Flower. The flower fucking race.
But see, but in reality, how fucked up is that?
I know.
Still flowers.
Still a flower.
Still flowers.
It has a stem. Leaves and
it has a smell.
Yep,
has
petals.
A scent.
It has everything. Yeah. It's a flower.
Fucking terrible.
Bees fucking love them.
Yes.
Why can't you?
Why can't you?
Shit. The fuck.
But see, but that's the thing. Like, it's a competition.
Yeah.
It's a competition. They won't accept the fact that you made a nice fucking gesture, mm-hmm. Bitch. I didn't have to give you flowers. Mm-hmm. Be happy with you with your carnations. Like, come on.
Next time I'm gonna send you as succulents.
Yeah.
Right. Shit.
Succulents.
That shit'll last 5 years.
I know.
Without feeding. Exactly. Without putting water on that shit.
Yeah, no, it's terrible, man. It's just the way people are fucking groomed. Like the whole diamond thing, right? Like diamonds are fucking worthless.
Worthless.
But they created that slogan, right? Diamonds are a girl's best friend, mm-hmm. Whatever, and they just kind of ran with that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now every girl wants a fucking diamond.
You know who invented that?
Who?
The Jews.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
No way.
Yep.
I thought it was that one guy, the famous jeweler guy.
He's a Jewish guy.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
What's
jewelry.
His name?
Jewelry.
Oh, wow.
Oh! Mind blown.
Boom. Never thought of that.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
Fellas, I got a quick question.
What's up, man?
What do you want?
See, I think I'm about to ask a question about Barlow's. But, all right. What are signs that you weren't raised right?
Signs that you weren't raised right.
Yeah, so I have one because this happened to me like last week, I think.
All right.
What do you mean? Okay, go.
I'm just saying.
What do you mean by right?
It could just be as general as possible.
Okay, God.
Because I went to the store and I was in the parking lot. And there was this fucking car that took up two parking spots.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, this motherfucker. that dude just wasn't raised right, man. Like, why would you take up two fucking spots in the parking lot?
Let me ruin your fucking thought. What if it's like an old lady that,
can
barely fucking see, but still fucking driving?
In a Corvette.
Oh, okay. Fuck that fool.
Fuck that fool.
That fucking puto.
Yes.
Well, he didn't want anybody to hit him.
Yeah.
I understand that, but he's still taking up two spots in a lot that is not, like, let's say it's not expansive.
Okay.
Expansive.
Yeah, that's like when it costs a lot.
Aha.
No.
And it's like all over the place.
Right.
That's expensive.
Oh, my bad.
There's not a lot of spaces left. Why would you take up two spots?
Because you don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
It wasn't
raised right, man. He wasn't raised right. Uh-huh. So, like, that's the kind of people that I'm like, dude, this. I just shake my head and just like, this motherfucker just ain't raised right.
What did you want to do to that car, Jerry?
Oh, my God. What didn't I want to do to that car?
Like, and you know what? And the fact that you didn't do it means you were raised right.
You were raised right.
Exactly, man. So, but I wanted to do a lot. Just, you know. I have restraint. So, what do you have any of those? Ah, man, they just weren't raised right.
I have thoughts.
Yeah.
Like, I want to, you know, fucking shank somebody's fucking tires and shit.
Right. Sometimes. What kind of people do you want to just shank? Or their tires, at least. Like, what kind of people just piss you off sometimes? You're like, fuck, this person just wasn't raised right.
People that drive slow as fuck.
Oh, my God. Like, or do you mean, like, when they're in the fast lane?
Yeah.
And there's nobody in front of them.
And then they don't move.
And they're driving slow and they don't want to move.
And so you got to go around them.
Yeah.
And then you got to cut them off.
Right.
And then now they're thinking, this guy wasn't raised right.
Right, exactly.
But I think in a case like that, you're in good company, man. I think like that, most people would fucking feel like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck them people, man. I don't know. Like, I think people who aren't humble weren't raised right.
Mm.
Like people would think their fucking shit don't stink. Like,
for instance,
like, just and I think it's even worse when they don't. It's people that don't really have shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they should be the most grateful for any little fucking thing that they get.
Absolutely.
And they think everybody owes them shit, man. Right. Fuck them. They were not raised right.
They were not raised right. Give us more though. What kind of people are these?
So,
specifics. We need specifics here.
Thank you, Barlow.
I mean, you can bleep that out.
I was trying to stay away from that, Jerick.
My eyes are the biggest right now. What the fuck?
Like, I'm over there trying to dance around like, people. now you just created more work for Jerick.
You can bleep it out. They don't know what I'm saying.
You just weren't raised right, bro.
And that's how you know Barlow's was not raised right.
Come on, bro. I had a rape kit.
Okay.
He's like, I had no chance.
I know. Come on, bro. My name, my fucking Instagram name used to be Barlow69G. Come on, bro. What do you expect? What are you doing?
Jerky has very high expectations.
Oh, I thought he was putting me in the closet.
He put you in the closet.
What the fuck, man? That was bad. That was really bad.
We haven't used the closet in a while.
I know, man. How is it in there, by the way?
Well, you know, I haven't been in here in a while. It's kind of different.
Is it really?
It's a little cold.
It's been lonely. Yeah. Because nobody's been in there for a while. You might want to turn up the heat.
Stay away from my shit.
There's a lump of coal in there that we gave you for Christmas. You might want to fire it up, bro.
Yeah, you know, I will. Let me
you can gas it up with some semen. It's very highly flammable.
Wait. There's a condom missing.
Whoa. No.
I think Shomar took it when he left.
Probably, yeah.
There's fucking eight in here.
Yeah,
what
no.
happened?
No, you can't blame us for that. We
yeah, that wasn't us.
Touch it. We will not touch
it. Was,
that.
It was either Shomar or one of those fake motherfuckers.
The fake fellas?
Yeah, the fake fellas.
Oh, shit. That's probably true. Man. We weren't watching them the whole time. They did go to the bathroom a few times.
Yeah.
Oh, you bastards, man.
Yeah. Man, we can only do so much, Barlos.
Yeah, they're infatuated with the closet.
All right, well, let me
they think it's like a tourist attraction or something.
Let me focus on my room right now.
Oh, yeah, but I have a bunch of those people that just, I feel like, man, they're just not raised right. Like, yeah. I've seen it so many times, like in a parking lot or even like they just park on the side of the street and they'll just get all their McDonald's wrappers and just throw it out the window.
Oh, that is
like, oh my
that drives
God.
Me nuts.
Like, you just ain't raised right.
Yeah. Or like people who don't put away their fucking shopping carts.
Oh.
What do they call it? The fucking cart.
The cart return?
Return, yeah.
Oh, they're just not raised
Yeah, they
right.
weren't raised right, bro.
No, bro.
People that take your condoms when you're not supposed to. Dude, you were explicitly told not to touch them, and now there's one missing. Right. Know, like that. You weren't raised right. Right.
They weren't raised
they
were right.
They weren't raised right, no, man.
Why do you need it?
Imagine they start walking around with little fucking Barlos clones and shit. I was like, what the fuck? Why does he look so familiar?
Did you know that the first condoms were made of, like, intestines?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I read about shit.
Yes.
Yeah, I made my own. They don't always work.
You know what? People who treat fucking service people like really bad, like even if they are giving like good service or doing their job.
That's terrible.
Yeah, them motherfuckers weren't raised right.
Yeah, they weren't raised right.
Man, fuck them. Man, you know who weren't fucking raised right? Females who don't suck dick.
Wait, hold on.
Right?
Wait, that's, I don't think.
It's not, well, that's not the direct.
That's not the direction I was going.
No, well, obviously their parents aren't going to tell them you should suck dick, but They should teach their kids to be a little more giving.
That's not the same thing.
It's not.
It's not the same thing, man.
I don't know, man. It's why not? Hey, fuck that. I'm gonna stick to my guns. That bitch was not raised right. was not raised right.
I guess not. That bitch was not raised right.
Man, I think Barlos agrees with me. Bring him out the closet, man.
You want to get? Oh, man.
Bring him out. He's gonna be better.
I don't know what happened, guys. I lost it there for a minute.
I forgot why you went in the club. Oh, now I remember. Well, never mind. Yeah, I don't even want to bring it up again.
Don't bring it up.
I'm going to say it again.
No. That was just terrible.
It's this fucking drink, man.
What is that?
Solto.
Solto?
Is that what it is?
What is that?
Suelto. It gets you.
Oh, suelto.
It gets you feeling suelto.
Is that suelto?
Oh.
In translation, it gets you feeling loose.
Loose on your butt?
Loose in the caboose.
Oh, sotol. Sotol.
Sotol.
It's like another, it's like mezcal and tequila. It's another one of those agave plants. Or not agave plants, another one of those, yeah, agave plants.
Like a variation of those
A variation two? Of the plants, yeah. But this is made in Chihuahua.
Oh, so that's where my mom's from.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
She probably knows Soto.
Yeah, the land of the burrito.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What? What do you mean?
The land of the burrito. That's where the burrito was invented in Chihuahua, Mexico.
Wait, I thought the burrito was fucking American.
It is not American. Who the fuck told you that shit?
Del Taco.
They say we invented the burrito.
Yeah.
Hey, them motherfuckers were not raised right.
They were not raised right.
So no, the burrito was fucking invented in Chihuahua.
Yes.
No shit.
It's the land of the tall people. They're the tallest people in Mexico. They're from Chihuahua.
Chihuahuas?
Yeah.
Chihuahuayenes?
Chihuahuayenes. No. I don't think you say it that way, but sure. Why not?
Chihuahuayenos.
Chihuahuayenos? Chihuahuayenos.
I've never heard that.
Okay.
But okay, I'll take that.
La gente de Chihuahua.
La gente de
there
Chihuahua.
You go.
Yeah.
Really? They're tall as fuck?
They're tallest. They're the tallest people in Mexico.
Fucking 5'8", man.
Yeah. No, means- not 5'8". It's fucking taller. Way taller than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, so they must be like 40, 60, you know, 60 Spanish, 40 indigenous.
Probably. Right? They're also really white, by the way.
Oh.
There's a lot of white. Yeah,
so you're probably, so they're more like 80-20.
Yeah, and then there's also the land of the people that run barefoot. I don't know if you've heard of those people.
Oh, you mean the barefoot land?
Barefoot.
What the Barefoolians? barefoot landings?
No.
You're so stupid.
but with no shoes.
No, they're called tarahumaras.
Oh, that don't translate right.
I know. But they run barefoot. They run marathons barefoot.
Apparently, it's only the women, right?
The women do it, too.
Oh.
And there was a very famous woman that ran, I think, with chanclas.
With chanclas. She ran with chanclas.
Yeah, and, she cheated.
And she cheated? Wait, she cheated?
She's supposed to be barefoot.
No. That's as close as barefoot you can be,
because everybody else had their sneakers on and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but then it was, like, funny because, I don't know if it's the same one, that Nike tried to sponsor her. And she's like, why am I going to get sponsored by Nike when the people wearing Nikes are behind me?
Oh.
Yeah, but the family was like, pendeja.
I know. No. We could have made it.
Fucking millions of dollars.
But they probably
talked
to her in their language. Like,
I'm pretty sure it's not like that. But sure. I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, so I hope that was fake.
No, I hope that was fake.
Like, she should have taken the fucking sponsorship. Right.
Take the fucking money.
Yes. Can you imagine an ad with her?
Yeah. Take the money, put the shoes on, and when you're running, fucking
take them off.
Tell them, oh, they fell off.
The
shoelaces I don't know how to tie my shoelaces. Never had shoes.
So I had to slap my chanclas back on. Yeah, that's fucking wild, man.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. So, the land of the burrito. And it's one of those things where there's a burrito stand in every corner in Chihuahua, okay. Or in Juarez anyway. So check it out, bro.
Check it out, motherfucker.
A little bit of history for you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I love history.
Yeah, you want to know how the burrito was invented?
How was the burrito invented?
All right, so.
It has to do with scarcity.
Pretty much. So in Juarez, they used to go, because they had a lot of factories. Uh-huh. And there was this man that had a burrito. Do I say burrito or do I say burro? I'm like, how do you say it?
A burrito.
How should
burrito.
I say this story?
Burrito.
Un burrito.
I've never heard the burro.
Burro. Yeah, it's a burro.
Like people call it a burro? Quieres un burro?
A donkey.
Well, no, it's a donkey. So it's a burro. It's an animal, basically.
Right.
Like a horse, but not a horse.
Right.
Like
an ass.
You've seen. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So.
A mule.
No, because a mule is different. A mule is a donkey. And a horse crossed. That fucked.
Uh-huh.
And then.
But they could never reproduce.
Yeah, because a mule is sterile.
Are they?
Yes.
Yep.
So it's a Moscow mule.
Okay. Yeah. That's something else.
Those can help you reproduce.
You know, I prefer mezcal mule. Those are fucking delicious.
Right. So, yes.
So back to you, burrito.
Yeah, so this man took his burro, or burrito, and he loaded it with food, right? And he would take it down to the factory.
Like in his ass or in his stomach?
No.
He like stuffed that food.
On the back.
Oh, fuck.
In the back of the burrito, burrito, he would.
Like in sacks.
In sacks. He would carry all this food, right? And he would take it to the places. Yeah. And tacos just weren't, you know, they weren't easy to carry and to like hand out because you only had like 10 minutes in your little break.
Yeah.
So they had to go in, charge everybody and, you know, get it going. And, you know, so they can go back to work.
Yeah.
And he just couldn't do it with like, you know, with apple time. So what he did, he grabbed a tortilla de harina because they were big. And he was able to put all the stuff that was in a taco, roll it in the tortilla, close it off on both ends, though. Not one end.
Yeah, definitely both ends.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Man, I'm going to look this shit up.
Both ends.
Man,
and
don't do
Del Taco. Del Taco told me.
No. And he wrapped it.
Okay.
Right? And he would take it down there, and he would just wrap it in paper, and he would just like just hand them out to everybody in charge like as quickly as he could, and he started making more money. So they would be like, oh, ahí viene el señor de los burritos. Uh-huh. Ahí viene el señor de los burros.
Ajá. Uh-huh.
Ahí viene el señor de los burros. Oh, ahí viene el burrito. Ahí viene el burrito. And they kept changing it until it became...
Ahí vienen los burritos.
Ahí vienen los burritos.
What?
And it stuck. The name stuck. The tortilla wrapped around like all the taco stuff.
Right.
Was basically a burrito now.
You know what? Burritos make food taste better for some reason.
They do.
It's just like in my house, like if I serve my daughter... fucking chicken, rice, beans. She'll fucking struggle to eat it. Yeah. But if I put in a fucking burrito, she'll tear the motherfucker up.
She's like,
I go, you ate
that, that. I don't know what you put in that burrito, but man, that was bomb.
Yeah. And I'm like, I just put the food that was on your fucking plate.
She's like, oh, no, no, there's no way.
She don't. She won't believe it.
There's no way. Yeah.
No, but it just makes it taste better. I think it's just the combination of everything. Yes. Or it's a mental thing.
It's a mental thing. Yeah. So, yeah. So that's a little bit of history about my people.
Yeah.
Your people.
My people.
My people. That was terrible.
Hey, everyone. This is Noelia, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where anyone can be a fella, especially the ladies. Oh, yeah.
My people. Shut up, Cherokee.
What?
I'm going to look it up. I think Del Taco has the patent.
No, he doesn't. They probably do.
They're like, patent pending.
They patent everything.
Copyright patent pending.
They patent everything, but no. It's
Chihuahua.
It's Chihuahua.
Chihuahuayan.
Juarez, I think, is the spot. My mom is from Parral. I think she was born in Parral, which there's a name that goes before Parral. I forget what it is, but it's like the end of it is Parral. Mm. And then they moved to Juarez, which was a city when she was young. And she actually lived really close to where Juan Gabriel grew up.
Oh, okay.
And they actually knew the man that was the caretaker for Juan Gabriel.
Oh, the one that raped him.
No!
What the fuck?
No!
What?
No, he's not.
Why was he gay then?
Well, it's something that no one knows. Maybe that's how
he was born.
He was born.
He was born into it.
It was in a choice. It was, you know. It was. I don't know what to call it. What is it called? He was that a choice?
Oh, he was born this way.
He was born that way. Yes, exactly. So they knew the man Juanito. He used to sell like little toys made of like aluminum or metal or something like that.
So, yeah,
but they didn't. They never met Juan Gabriel.
What?
So, yeah, but they knew. They knew of the Noa Noa.
Oh yeah,
which
that's
a real place. That's a bar that was really famous.
That's what it was called, El Noa Noa.
El Noa Noa,
and it was a gay bar.
It was not a gay
bar. Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying.
I mean, Juan Gabriel was gay, right?
Yeah. I know. I understand, but the Noa Noa was just really famous for a lot of like the up and coming acts.
You know? Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. So they knew of it. They've been there. They used to go. El Noa Noa.
Yeah, look at that. A little bit of history.
Yeah, we schooling people today.
Yeah.
Fucking burritos and fucking Juan Gabriel getting turned out.
No.
The fuck? Turned out at the Noa Noa.
Okay.
Shit, man.
Fuck.
Oh, okay. You know, now that we established where the burrito, you know, was created.
Yeah.
Ask me where was the pupusa created. Like, really creative.
Okay. You ready?
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead and ask him, Jerry. You got it.
Okay.
You got it.
Excuse me, sir.
And take a guess, motherfucker.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Where was the pupusa created?
Guess.
Mexico. In Chihuahua.
By the Chihuahuayans. No, by the Barefootlanders.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you wouldn't be wrong.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
El Salvador.
Oh, man, I thought it was a trick question.
I
was going to say El Salvador, and I was like, nah.
It can't be.
It was.
Really? That's it?
Yeah,
it's just that simple.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. People were starving, and they were like, how do we make this more plentiful?
More plentiful? Let's
put the fucking meat and the cheese with fucking masa, and there you go.
Ah.
That was a great fucking creation, by the way.
It is. It's really
good. That's really good.
Yeah, the curtido. Oh, fuck.
Delicious.
Mm. Yeah. Love it.
Man.
I just wish it was a little spicier. Yeah,
the curtido?
No, oh, the salsa. It's not as spicy.
No, it's just more flavor. It's flavor.
Well, Salvadorians aren't about spice, bro.
I know.
It's about flavor. You know, we don't hide. You know, we don't hide the staleness of the food in our spicy.
I don't think that's what it's about. All of a sudden,
these foods are Mexican.
Is it now you awoken the Mexicans? God damn it.
What do you mean? You mean our food doesn't have flavor, so we need to add spice?
Yeah.
I don't even have a rebuttal for that, but fuck, man. That is just not true. I think.
He just wasn't raised right.
That's how you know he wasn't raised right. God damn it. Fucking Barlow.
I mean, Come on, think about it.
No.
Why you gotta hide everything with fucking chile? You know, con salsa, con, you know, con jalapenos, con serranos, con fucking dried arbol, chile de arbol.
It had to be like a contest at first, like a dare. You know, because that's how we grew up. When we were kids, we used to go to parties. It used to be those little trees with the little, like, they were like chihui, this.
Chihui, all the little chiles. Chihui,
chihui, not,
yeah, yeah, not even. No, not chihuahua.
The chihuahuilis.
Not even half an inch.
Yeah, yeah.
They were tiny, little ball chiles, right?
Yeah.
And we used to tell kids, all right, hey, I'll give you $1 if you fucking eat one of those. And the little motherfuckers were like, $1? Because $1 back then took a long way.
No, I know. You
totally worth throwing.
Two bags of chips, a soda, and some fucking licorice.
Exactly. Yeah.
Totally worth ruining your fucking intestines for $1.
Yes. It totally is.
Fuck,
man.
That was terrible.
So we used to make them, like, give them $1 to see how many he would eat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How many?
Holy it wasn't shit. Just one, but just one.
No, it was hot.
And we would tell him, you got to chew it, though.
Oh my god!
And just fucking show me, and do the seriously. He started chewing, and before you know it, he started running to go get water.
Yeah,
because he couldn't handle the fucking hot, like the spice or whatever, the hot fucking chile in his mouth. No albur, no
albur,
not
right?
Not like that.
Is it? So we gave him our chiles, and he was choking. All of a sudden, he was choking.
He was choking.
Fucking bastards.
Yeah, but dude, I think that's how it started. And then we started getting a flavor for it, and we started putting chile in everything.
Mm-hmm. See, that's a Mexican thing.
Yeah.
I never went to a party where someone was telling me, hey, Barlitos, you know, si te comes ese chile que está en el árbol, te doy $1.
Really?
Mm. Oh, yeah, you didn't have dollars to give.
Okay. Hey, si te comes ese chile, te doy una granada. You got me there, man.
Then apparently we had all kinds of dollars to hand out over here.
He's a little kid, you know, Mexicans swimming in dollars and shit.
We had Domingo.
Yeah, oh, that's right, that's Domingo. Right. Dude. But I don't know, man. Because this weekend I was in Puebla. And we went to this restaurant.
This is not a repeat. Victoria's was in Mexico 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, the other place was in Jalisco. We were in Puebla this time. And we were in like the centro and all the, you know, you have the little shops and shit, like the restaurants. And so this place looked kind of fancy and shit. And then we're just like, well, man, let's just go to this fucking place, right? And we try it out. And so they didn't have chile like that, which was weird. I was just like, oh, they don't have it. But their fucking plates were delicious. Mm. They were fucking delicious. I remember I ordered a carne tan pequeña, which was just like this long fucking strip steak or whatever. And it was like rolled up. And they gave me an enchilada de mole.
Yeah.
And something else. I forgot what else they gave me.
It's like a salad thing in a bowl, right?
Yeah. But it was a lot of stuff. Yeah. It was a pretty decent sized plate, bro. And my plate was $12 at a fancy fucking spot.
Wow.
Fucking food was delicious. I didn't even miss the spiciness of food, right? Like I was just like at first, man, I wanna just out of habit, you know, I wanna put a little bit of spice on it, but I was just like, man, this was really fucking delicious. And so like my whole family, there's four of us, right? Well, the other two are kids, but dude, we spent $48. And we had like we didn't drink alcohol drinks, but we had like our aguas and shit, and under $50, man. Like plates like that, like over here would have at least been
$130.
Yeah, easy, bro. I was just like, man, that was amazing food. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I think a lot of it is just out of habit, bro. Like it's just we wanted to have like spice.
Mm-hmm. Eh, like I said, it's a challenge. And you know
No.
You know that like the more spice that you intake, the higher your threshold for pain is. I don't know if you know that.
In your mouth?
No.
Or where?
No,
I'll put that shit in my ass.
No, like it's there's like a correlation where if you eat a lot of like peppers or whatever you want to call it, like chile, like just more like spice. Uh-huh. It's called pectin, right? I don't know. There's like a skull.
What the spice level or no?
No. There is something in the like let's say like chile.
Uh huh.
That's I forget. What, I thought it's called pectin.
I'm not sure.
I forget what it's called.
Okay.
But that thing somehow in your body it creates like a numbness for pain.
Oh, okay.
So like your pain threshold is higher. Huh. The higher the your spice intake is, the higher your pain threshold is.
You know, I kind of believe that. Yeah. It makes sense.
It does.
That's interesting,
yeah.
man.
Yeah. So
I've been training my daughter fucking with eating like spicy food. Little by little, you know, fucking she's getting better at it. Now she's fucking all, you know, tapatio and shit.
Really?
But now, you know, when I make my salsas, mm-hmm. she'll try that shit. You know, I'll make tacos at home. She'll fucking try that shit. She's dying, but she's fucking eating it. So I'm like, all right, there you go. See, that's
cool.
How you do it.
Hey,
that's
you're raising her right. You're raising her right.
That's how you know you were raised right.
So right now, right before we leave, I want you to punch Victorious and see how he takes a punch.
Ah, he's going to die.
Nah, I'll probably die. Don't do it.
This is Jules.
And Pierre.
From the What Can Go Wrong podcast, you are listening to Ask the Fellas.
Let's wrap it up, B.
Wrap it up.
Oh, really? Already?
Yeah, man, I'm tired. We've been here for 10 hours already.
My.
We're trying to make it up for the past 2 weeks that we weren't here. You know, they didn't have an episode for the people.
The people.
You know, I'm sure that they're, you know, not appreciating these little, you know, 1 week hiatuses and shit. So,
like, we do it almost every other week now, right? We haven't been back
on average. Yeah.
Yeah, we've been absent a few times.
Yeah. What happened to the fake fellas? I thought they were supposed to come in and take over and all this bullshit.
Nah, them fools were fake.
Yeah, exactly. Fake ass motherfuckers, man. I knew it.
You know who's coming into town pretty soon, though?
Santa Claus?
No.
the Dodgers? Who?
No, it's Chicano-ish. I'm not sure if it's the entire family or just Pops.
Okay.
But he says he's coming into town.
In April, right?
In April. So let's hope we have a show the week that he's here.
When, though? Because you know I'm going on vacation.
I know. So it's probably going to fall in that week.
All right. Well,
not with our luck.
Yeah.
I'm gone for 2 weeks.
You can listen to us on the road. Nah. Which you won't.
Nah, man. I'm going to be on a boat.
No internet.
In the Caribbean.
In the Caribbean.
Oh, that's another debate.
Caribbean, motherfucker.
What?
What did you say?
Caribbean.
Caribbean. I can't even say it.
What did you say?
Caribbean.
Caribbean.
Caribbean. How do you say it?
Caribbean? What? That's like way off. I just combined them both.
I'm being the Caribbean. I'm being fucking Puerto, Dominican Republic.
Oh, nice.
Puerto Rico.
Nice.
And then, you know, the island that the fucking crew zones and shit. So.
Hey, you know what Dominican Republic calls their plan B?
What?
After D. That is a great fucking name.
What? Is that for real?
I saw it on Instagram, so it has to be real.
And Instagram don't lie?
Hell yeah, no.
Sure don't.
Dude, After D, what a fucking great name.
That is an amazing
Post
name.
That up on some of these listeners.
Yeah, yeah, I'll put it. I'll be like, man, if y'all going to the Dominican, bring back some After D. Shit, I think we'd be rich.
After D.
After D.
Hilarious.
Oh, shit.
Well, I won't eat.
You're going to get some before D.
Some before D. What the fuck?
Oh, oh, man, good times, fellas. I'll see you guys. I mean, if we record next week, I'll see you guys next week.
All right.
After that, I'm gone.
All right. So, gone.
I will see you guys for 2 motherfucking weeks.
Okay.
All right. So with that said, zip it up, zip it down, motherfuckers.
Yeah, man. Fucking great fucking show, man. I'm glad we were able to record today. And, that'd be cool if Pops can come through or whoever wants to come through and stuff and we can have him on. Yeah, we haven't really shouted out people lately, but shout out to Chicano-ish. Who else? Chicano Shuffle. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Chicano Shuffle.
Where's fucking Ramon? Why hasn't he been here?
I know. We haven't invited him.
Is he that fucking busy? What?
No, we've been a little busy. Yeah. We've been canceling a lot on the show.
Wow. Yeah.
What the fuck
are
you doing?
Man. What are you guys doing?
Fuck.
No responsibility at all.
That's it. Where's the dedication?
I know.
Yeah, shout out Bombtastic. I know she was out here a couple weeks ago.
See, why don't you guys invite her? Fucking.
Well, she was busy. She was doing like her own shit.
She was in Palm Springs. That's like 2 hours away.
Yeah. Who visits Palm Springs?
I don't know.
Canadians
man.
Do, man.
Canadians love.
They're like,
Palm
oh my god, it was so hot over there. It was like 70 degrees.
They have this thing called the sun. Like, come on, man. Yeah. So shout out to her. Shout out to. What am I missing? Yeah, I don't know, man. I haven't given out shout outs in a while, so I don't remember. But shout out to everybody that listens to us, man. And yeah, and so with that said, what a very good soup. Ba 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 dee, ba 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 doop.
And this week I wanna recommend a show that a listener put me onto. It was called Paradise. What's Paradise, you ask?
Yeah,
I'm gonna tell
it?
You anyway.
It's you said.
He's like, wait a minute, we didn't ask.
No, but he's like, what's Paradise, you ask? I'm going to tell you anyway. Yeah. But we asked.
Well,
apparently.
No, you didn't. You didn't. And your eyes were like, what the fuck is Paradise? Well, okay, you did ask. Your eyes did. So Paradise is a show that was, it's pretty much the Truman Show. Sort of, but not really, okay? A bomb, like, I guess the world was going to end. And these billionaires decided they were going to build a city under a mountain. And it was going to be a big old dome.
Is that Fallout?
It's almost like Fallout. So it's 20.
Is that Silo?
They picked 25,000 people and they created a city.
Is that Geostorm?
Oh, gosh. There's so many shows exactly like this. And basically, they had a president and they had, governors. They had everything.
Yeah.
You know, they had a bar. It's pretty much a city, right? And in the first few episodes, or the first episode, they kill the president.
What?
And they have to find out how that happened because, you know, that doesn't, it's not supposed to happen with 25,000 people that were handpicked.
Yeah,
because
you handpicked good people.
Good people.
You know, and only good people are ever handpicked.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They just weren't raised right.
They weren't raised,
and that, and it just created a shitstorm.
Were they? They were probably using Signal to set up that hit.
They probably were, mm-hmm. And since a reporter got to it, all of a sudden, everybody knows about the plot. So anyway, this show is interesting. It raises a lot of questions.
Is it rated R?
It's not rated. Well, there is there.
I'm not even talking about the nudity, bro. I'm talking about, like, violence.
No. There's not a lot of violence. I think there's close to being some titties in there. I forgot her name, but she's kind of hot. She's, like, our age already.
You said close?
36?
Huh?
Like, she almost whipped them out, and then she said, just kidding.
Just kidding. she's a little hottie, but nice. I forget what her name is. Sarah Shahi, if you remember her name. She's the one that came out in that show, with the fuck, the one that everybody hated because the dude whipped out a fucking like a 10-inch.
Oh, Boogie Nights?
No, the other one. The other one, the one about cheating on her husband.
Oh, it's the Unfaithful.
No. The TV show.
Oh, TV show.
The one with the tall dude that was a record producer.
No, I don't know.
Danny from Texas told us about that
one. Damn.
Man. Anyway.
I don't know.
No idea.
Anyway, the point is this. The show brings up a lot of questions, whether, like, let's say if you create your own city, who would you bring? What would you put in it? What would you omit? Who would you not invite? Things like that. So maybe we can ask that question next week.
Yeah, next week.
You know, so it's a pretty good show. You guys will probably like it. It's not exactly the end of the world, but it kind of is. But it's one of those nice little Stepford Wives type of city.
I mean, it's dystopian.
It is. It is, but it's a nice looking city. You guys might like it. And on another note, there's another show that I'm really enjoying right now, and it's called Reacher, Part 3 or Season 3 or whatever.
That's like when the girl does the reach around.
not exactly.
Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher. Yes.
All right. That's not the new season, though, right?
Yes, it is. It's season 3.
Oh, no, shit,
three.
Came out already.
It's season 3. It's on Amazon Prime.
All right.
And this time it's a little different, and I'm fucking fall in love with this season. It's fucking awesome. The one chick, she's like a DEA or FBI agent.
Yeah.
She's a little rough around the edges, but goddamn, that bitch is turning me on.
Is that okay. Is that the badass dude that kicks ass?
Yeah, it is.
Reacher?
Reacher. Reach around.
Reach around. Reacher, the reach around.
Reacher, the reach around.
I don't agree with a lot of Jerry's recommendations.
But Reacher is one of them?
But Reacher's a good one. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Reacher's a good one. And I think this season's even better than the last. No, so you guys might want to check this one out. It's Reacher. It's not like exactly like fucking like cinema, but it's got its little, you know, points. It gains a lot of points with
nice.
It. It's pretty cool. I fucking like it. So check that out. And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes 5 stars where it didn't happen. Protect your behind.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number 2 is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number 3 is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. Pinche podcast, hasta felas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast. Está chingón. A un pinche podcast. Hasta feliz. Disculpas, no tienen pelos en la...